This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to be aggressively talking about the solution that we have for healthcare. Both the need to repeal the current Obamacare system and the need to replace it with something that gives patients the choices and costs that they need.
All right, so that's Sean Spicer, White House mouthpiece, talking about what else? Healthcare. We are on the path, aren't we? Are you on the war path? Do you want a better card in your wallet? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, we have been down this path over and over and over and over and over again as we took this show to Washington how many times and talked to how many people about D.C., what was going on in D.C. on the Hill in before the Affordable Care Act passed, after it passed, what we heard was going to be taken apart, which never was taken apart, and now we're still back in the same spot we were before. It's like Bill Murray, I watched the other day in Groundhog Day. I love that movie. I can almost tell you half the lines from that movie. I really can. So we are stuck in that position. Every day the alarm clock goes off, and I said this in a previous hour, we are ticking time bombs. And so sadly, I hate when I hear that people are sick because I worry for them and think, oh, what kind of health care coverage do they have? Oh, that's right. We all have the same lousy health care coverage. Very few people I know, no matter what position they're in life, seriously, are saying they had good health care. I've never seen anything like it because I've never had so many conversations about health care. But in the last couple of years, that's all it's been. And now that we're at that tipping point, oh, please tip in the right direction, for goodness sake. Tip in the right direction. We need it. We want it. What say you? If you want to throw in your 2 cents into this pond, this old pond, because we've all waited in this, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, the other part of this is it's all about wiretaps. It's all about Russia, investigations, border crossings, which apparently have really slowed down. So if anything, maybe all this conversation has stopped some of the illegal flow because it's just too hard. It's just not worth it. Perhaps it's not worth it. I'm saying this cautiously because it could just be a temporary deal, right? Which it looks like, which it seems like anyway, and looks like, you know, to me. It looks like that. And it wouldn't be America Tonight if at least every couple of weeks we had some nutball that had to jack up a plane with some stupid thing they did and ruin either the vacation, the connection, the whatever for the people on the plane. I was reading a story this morning about a flight from Vegas to Honolulu. It had to be diverted to Los Angeles. A passenger refused to pay $12 for a blanket, was accused of being unruly. It was Hawaiian Airlines. Took off from Vegas. The passenger asked for a blanket. He was cold. He was told, $12, please, for the blanket. He got upset, demanded to speak to a corporate representative from the airline. During the in-flight call, he said, I would like to take someone behind the woodshed for this. The pilot thought that was threatening, ordered the plane to be diverted to L.A. The cops and the FBI then greeted that passenger and crew when the plane skidded down the runway in L.A. and determined, after questioning both sides, that no crime had been committed. The man voluntarily abandoned his flight, caught another one. But what about all those people on the flight? I mean, that is the craziest thing. A $12 blanket. But on the other hand, if you're the pilot, how do you know when to say, okay, this guy is nutty, he's crazy, we got to land this thing? Because he made the comment, I'd like to take someone out behind the woodshed. So now pilots have to really interpret language, I guess. And what's the moral in that story? For goodness sake, take some extra money. If you're cold, you're going to have to pay for the blanket. That's what they do in the airline industry now. They nickel and dime us to death. Dan in Texas, hello.
Hello, Kate. Let me shut my little radio off here real quick. Right? Okay, speaking of airlines, I happen to have an airline joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, these guys are traveling from Hawaii back to mainland in America, California, as we speak. And the pilot came on and said, we've had a terrible thing happen. They didn't fuel one of our gas tanks, and we're going to have to try to make it to the mainland on what we have. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the door kicked open. We're going to strip out all the seats, try to get rid of everything, luggage, whatever we can, to get us there, to get this plane lighter. So they did that, and they stripped it all out, and they're all hanging around and sitting down on the floor. And finally, the pilot came on and said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to get rid of about 2,000 more pounds. Please, we're asking for volunteers to jump out of the plane. So people started running up to the exit, and they yelled, remember California, and they dove out of the plane. Remember New York, they dove out of the plane. They finally got down. They only needed another 150 pounds. This 250-pound Texan staggered up, grabbed a 150-pound Mexican, threw him out the window, and yelled, remember the Alamo!
Of course, it's always about the Alamo, yes.
Speaking of that, we had the anniversary of the Alamo. Monday, in 1839, the Mexican army defeated the staunch defenders that later brought forth the Republic of Texas, a state that we all live in at the present time, you and me, of course. And That was the anniversary was Monday of that terrible battle that was fought where everybody was put to death. The survivors were killed. And
Have you ever been to the Alamo?
I haven't yet, but I'm going.
Oh,
I had been
awesome.
By it, but I couldn't stop because I had to get here. And so, but I went through San Antonio, and I didn't do the Alamo, but I will.
Oh,
I promise. Anyway, that's all on the joke. Now, on this healthcare thing, don't worry about it. Throw it open to the free market economy, and it will settle back down to where it used to be, like you and me, before they started doing all this socialistic medicine bull hockey. And you're going to see a lot of changes. I don't think Donald Trump's going to get what he wants, but I do think the American people are going to wind up with what they want, because there's more of us than there is of the representatives up there in Washington. And we got another election coming up in 2018, and if they don't do what we want, they won't have a job anymore.
Oh, and
the Dems,
that's true.
They won't have a job either for some of the shenanigans they've already pulled. So don't worry about it. We're going to get a free market economy. If you listen to Sean Hannity today, you found out that there was a doctor in Kansas City that for $50 a month, he'll take you on, and he has already negotiated proper coverage
for your drugs. Absolutely. I know a couple people that fall into that same category. Stay with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Let's put it that way. How's that sound? Terrain. I knew I could get that out of my mouth. It's one of those kind of days. I think, you know when sometimes you just have one cup too many of coffee? Have you ever done that? I think I had. Nathan, have you ever had too much coffee? Or you do not drink coffee?
No, but, you know, when that does, I do every once in a while, and when that happens, oh, yeah, it's too much.
Right, because it's like sort of your... Penny is too much. Somebody said to me today, I have one word for you. It's called decaf. Yes, decaf. Then what's the point of drinking coffee if it's decaf? I have to say that. Yeah, no. No. So it doesn't make any sense to me. The whole point of the whole coffee experience, part of it is the little bit of the caffeine jolt. Now, I don't understand people drinking the energy drinks, but I have friends that do that. Oh, I was exhausted and I had to have a 1 hour energy or whatever. And I think to myself, man, if I have to go to those counters and I have to grab those little tiny plastic bottles and use those energy drinks, which I guess you could argue, well, what is caffeine from coffee or soda or whatever else people have? But I think it's just so concentrated. I can't even imagine, you know, what that would be like. All right, so a couple of quick sounds from D.C. And, you know, one of them is Congressman Adams. Adam, this is Congressman Adam Schiff, who had plenty to say about looking at the Trump dossier and saying that as a ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, that this upcoming public hearing into the Russian interface is very intriguing to him. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not aware of anything targeting Mr. Trump, and for the president to suggest that he was the target of wiretapping, I think was grossly irresponsible. I don't think Sean Spicer can get away with just saying, well, okay, there's nothing to see here, let's move on. The president of the United States just leveled an unprecedented accusation of illegality at the former president, and the country deserves an answer about just why he did that.
All right, so answers, answers, answers to questions, and I don't know that those answers, they're going to find anything. It just doesn't feel like that to me. All right, the nightly conversation with the Grimster. Hello, Grim.
Kate, that's called data farming. That's data farming they're doing.
It's brutal.
This is what everybody doesn't understand. It was three agencies until right before Obama got out, and now it's 19, 20 agencies.
Wow.
So, he signed a bill allowing them. This is part of that shadow government. You know, I don't know what he's data farming. I warned you, too. I told you about, you know, you got microphones in these TVs. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
I even told you how you could find out. All you got to do is go get you one of these worldwide band radios that you just tune in, put it next to it, because it'll tune in TV stations. It's just a lower band. Military bands start at 00 FM and go up to about 60 megahertz.
Wow.
You know, right before you fall right into radio broadcasting. And that's military bands.
Yeah,
no kidding. In fact, you can find all the, you can go to a government website and find all that's broadcast through the air. It just really amazes you how many radio signals are out there.
Yeah, I believe it.
And Dan, you need to sit down and read what they put out, Dan. It is Obama. All they've done is took the lead pages out of each one of the table of contents, each chapter, they took the first page. And they're just going to keep adding it. It's what scares me. We'll just have to wait and see, though. Because what worries me,
I agree with you. We have to wait and see.
And because what worries me is Trump said he's ready to sign on to it today. That scared me. You know, I heard that, I can't really confirm. You know, I don't think the person that said it can confirm it.
It was a rumor. Yes.
I'm going to try and email you, but I still got one of them decals. I finally got it to work. I joined the club. I got an idiot pad.
Yay!
A couple of weeks ago, and I've been making a bunch of wallpapers for it.
Love it.
And I got a wallpaper here you're going to love. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Send it to me.
Do not discuss classified information. This telephone is subject to monitoring at all times. Use of this telephone constitutes consent to monitoring. And it's DD Form 2056, dated the 1st of December, 1976. Department of Defense form. And it's a decal that you put on the old receivers of the old cord phones. And Hillary sure has seen a few of them, so did Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them in D.C.
That's hilarious.
But I
love it.
It's a nice little wallpaper.
I want to see it. I'm going to look. I'm going to look when I get up. Yeah, I like it.
But I got a real sad story. And it involves Mahalo. Because you know I love animals. I know how much you love Mahalo. But I heard this on the radio. And this is going off branch from your topic. But this lady, went in and she bought from, you know, like PetSmart or some pet store, she bought her a golden retriever. And it cost her like $2,400 to get this dog. So she had it financed. But She didn't read what she was signing. Now, can you believe you can finance lease a pet like a car?
I can't
believe
it.
Can you believe that? You have to look into this, because I thought that, what kind of immoral, corrupt financial corporation is going to lease an animal? I mean, think about it. You're still responsible. Not only that, she come to find out because it's a lease, she's going to pay three times more than what she was told she'd had to pay.
Wow.
But she didn't read what she was signing. And they were talking about also, you know, death of the animal. If they retrieve the animal, it's just all sorts of, you know, stupid stuff in the lease that was just no care about the animal. People go to these shelters.
Awful.
There's plenty of unwanted animals. I have buried 60 dogs that have walked up here in the last 25 years on my place and cared for each and every one of them up to 10 years of age. And believe me,
I think that's awesome you did that.
Well, I couldn't afford all the vet stuff for them now, Kate.
Right.
And
but
what really upset me is the EPA took all the stuff that, when growing up as a kid, that I used to be able to do, such as going down and get rabies vaccination. Used to get a vial of rabies. Used one vial on so many dogs when I was a kid growing up on the property that my parents had. $4 at the co-op, farm co-op. That's $40 to get one animal treated. And I guarantee that $4 took care of at least 20 or 30 dogs in my younger day.
Wow. Yeah, now
rabies.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, you can't do it no more. They, you know.
They can't.
And this is the problem. It's just like, no, you can't own them. You can lease them. What are you going to do once the child falls in love with it and he gets, you know, used to the dog for 6 or 7 years and they come and take him away?
Oh, you know, it's the worst.
I mean, there was stuff like that in and if they do take him and they happen to end up having to destroy him, you still got to pay for the lease. What kind of mess?
Wow. That's a mess.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. That is a sad story. Oh, grim. So, so sad. Absolutely. I'm going to say something that's going to make some people happy, Grim. And what that is for the first 10 people that send me an email that says Walking Dead on it, Walking Dead, I will send you the digital download to that cool video game courtesy of EMG. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Tonight in our virtual green room, Mike Eaton. He's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell
exactly
us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all grocery is now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging is masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down the personal care aisle. on deodorant and shampoo and all of that and translate it over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorships.
Correct.
And some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it was like a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karan little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it, and so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So we I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray, by far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smell good and she sprays Febreze on it, little Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there, that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray it with this stuff. It smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria. So it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of. And then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So there's some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean using, you know, the clean, delay, male cleaning regimen, this odor-eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it. The appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your real house. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, there are, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor-eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use them on everything. They're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble and... It's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive-looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles, and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture on it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything's going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving in the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the Energizer Bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals, and he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption, and there's a different way to do this and all of that, and it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them as well as try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep it playing. This cat is all you need.
All right, I was a huge fan and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember when who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition, and what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and It was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic. Hey, I said, I have to call my wife. Oh my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way. And I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and, I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow, is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, hopefully we shot a six-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we were like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So, and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar,
yeah,
and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over, and in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because, you know, there are times, because he's been in and out of out of jail for the past 20+ years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me, and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. We fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blindside of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, to try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it. 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.